You know big things are going on when we are lucky enough to talk to John Corrales 2 days in a row. And John, back with us today because the big news surrounds the Boston Celtics, the retirement of Danny Ainge, the elevation of Brad Stevens to the head coaching position. What a day, John.
Yeah. What a day. Complete shock to hear that. You know, it's kind of funny because on Tuesday nights I've late nights recording multiple podcasts, and so Wednesday is usually a sleep in day, but this was a heck of a way to wake up to news that Danny Ainge is leaving and Brad Stevens is taking over. I don't know which is more shocking, to be honest with you, but I think it might be that Brad Stevens is taking Danny Ainge's job.
Yeah, I mean, with Danny, look, it's not an easy job for anybody. He's had a couple of heart attacks and some health issues through the years, so I'm surprised, certainly, but it makes sense when I think about it. But you're right, I didn't see Brad Stevens moving into that position. What do you think motivated his move?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know what it was, other than to hypothesize that the coaching was wearing on him a little bit, that going from the bubble into this turnaround, the quick turnaround of this season, was a bit much for him and for him and his family. And I think Brad Stevens is just an incredible family guy. Like, he can't stand being away from his family as much as these past two seasons have taken him away from his family. And so I think he saw this as a new challenge. He's also a competitive guy, and he wanted to head into maybe a new chapter. But I think the coaching aspect of it in the NBA, as much as he loves being a coach, and who knows, may someday be a coach again, this aspect of it had to appeal to him more than the grind of coaching.
So Brad Stevens, the general manager, what does that mean for the roster? We talked yesterday about some people who might have played their last game as a Celtic. Does this change in leadership affect that at all?
Well, that's going to be the big question. And that was the first question that I had for Brad Stevens today, was, look, you worked with these guys. The coach and the player relationship is an intimate one in basketball. You are there all the time. These players in the NBA, they are there all day long in the facility. They put in a lot of work. The coach asks them to do a lot. He's there through their highs, through their lows, through some personal tragedy, and you know, they develop these relationships. And now Stevens has to make these decisions that impact their futures, and not just the players, but the assistant coaches who are going to be vying for the head coaching job. He is going to have to make tough decisions there's almost guaranteed to put some sort of strain on the relationships that he's built and he's worked hard to build with these guys. So there are things the Celtics are going to need to do, for sure. And my biggest question for Brad Stevens is, how willing is he to do some of these things that require him to be a little bit cold and a little bit impersonal?
Now, I look at what Danny Ainge accomplished through the years, and I know there weren't as many championship banners as people would have liked, but as I look through the list of general managers, am I way off base if I say I think he's the most impactful general manager since Red Auerbach?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's won the championship, and you know, Red has his reign spans a long time, and so it's almost like unfair to compare anybody to Red, but Danny Ainge has had a real successful run. There is some unfair criticism about him out there, especially the stuff about him, you know, oh, Danny Ainge almost traded for all of these guys, but all of those trades would have involved giving up Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. And I think there was only one trade where he would have been willing to do that, and that's to get Anthony Davis. And there were league rules that prevented him from making that trade when he wanted to. So I think there is a bit of an unfair kind of criticism of Ainge. I think he's done well. Look, he's also made mistakes, for sure. And the past couple of years have not been kind to him as far as high-profile players leaving Boston. So That and that's why I thought he was going to stick around for one more year. I think I'm surprised that he left now instead of sticking around for one more year to try to maybe fix that mistake or the mistakes made from the short turnaround. But here we are, and I think, look, you bring a championship to Boston, that's a successful run. And I know that people wanted more. There are circumstances that prevented that. The Kevin Garnett injury certainly was one of the biggest ones. And that's kind of out of his control. So I think over time, when, you know, we look back on him a few years from now, we'll see that he had a tremendous run. And I think he could go into the Hall of Fame as an executive.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. So who do you suspect is on Brad Stevens' shortlist for the next coach?
Now that's going to be the question. And it's so hard to say, like, right away. It could be someone internally. You know, there's Jay Larrañaga, there's Jerome Allen, and Scott Morrison. Internally, all guys on his staff, all three of them have coached the Summer League teams, have been the head coach for the Summer League team. Morrison has coached the Red Claws. There's been some level of aspiration on all of those guys. Jerome Allen was interviewed for the Philly job. Jay Larrañaga has interviewed for multiple head coaching positions. They all want to become head coaches someday. And so there's going to be an internal competition there. And again, that's something that's going to be tough for Brad Stevens. How does he look at any one of those guys and say, I'm picking your coworker over you? Like, that's going to be a tough, tough decision for him. And how do you look at all three of those guys and say, I'm going outside of the team if he wants to do that? So there are some real interesting names, former players that have come up, Chauncey Billups, Sam Cassell, college names have come up, obviously. Anytime there's a job like this, I think any head coach out there that's been any sort of interesting gets thrown into the mix. So this is going to be a decision that needs to be made, not just from the, you know, from Brad Stevens and that front office team, but also I think they need to bring in Jaylen Brown. They need to bring in Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and those guys. And let's have a conversation about where you think the team is. You have this opportunity to talk to your now former coach about what you want your future coach to be. And I think that can lead them in the right direction.
And for the people who like conspiracy theories, the announcement from Coach K that he's got 1 year left, is there any connection there, John?
I would say not. I think Coach K has probably, I don't see why he would leave Duke to come to the NBA. But I don't know.
What about the other way? Is that a job that Brad Stevens might be interested in a year?
I don't think so. I mean, if he was going to look to go back to college, then he might as well have just taken the Indiana job
right when
it was out there, you know, like. Again, there are a ton of things we never see coming. I can't say without, you know, 100% that's going to be the case. But if that was going to be how it went, then I think Brad Stevens would have passed on this job and just said, "Hey, let's get through this." I just don't think that Brad Stevens is going to be the guy that takes a front office job and then turns around and leaves that a year later as his plan. Now, a year from now, are we having a conversation about Brad Stevens leaving this job? We certainly could be, but I don't know that that's going to be his plan.
Again, today proving never a dull moment and no off season in Celtics world.
No.
That's why we're glad to be able to have you on with us, John. Thanks so much for making it 2 days in a row.
Yeah, my pleasure. Maybe we don't go for three.
All right.
Maybe we just kind of relax for a day.
Well, I know where you are just in case. Otherwise, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See ya.
Thanks, John. John Corrales checking in with us on the big Celtics news of the day here on Downtown.